Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Tony Johnson is joining us right now, clinical and forensic psychologist, licensed private investigator, as we dive into Rex Heuermann from a psychological standpoint. How would a psychotherapist or someone who's trying to evaluate the mental state of Rex Heuermann approach that conversation now that he's behind bars and these horrible allegations that are standing against him? How do you begin that conversation? What would the goal be, and what would you be trying to find out about someone like him while he's behind bars and facing these charges?
That's such an interesting question. You know, it's hard to imagine a scenario where he would agree to a forensic psychological evaluation. But, you know, perhaps if his back was up against the wall enough, which, you know, from all intents and purposes, it probably is. But as a forensic psychologist, the first thing that you want to do, no matter who you're evaluating, is to try to establish rapport. Mm-hmm. Because unless you can establish some kind of rapport with that person, you are going to get nowhere with them. And one of the things I do sometimes in evaluating defendants who are, you know, facing very difficult trials and circumstances is I try to empathize with their feelings about where they are. So no matter if they're innocent, they're guilty or whatever, they oftentimes feel trapped where they are. They've been arrested, particularly if they've never been arrested before. They often feel victimized, which again, this doesn't matter if this is true or false, it's the perception of that person. And so I oftentimes will start from that perspective, trying to, you know, to establish some kind of rapport with them, also explaining the purpose of why I'm there. So it's going to be different. Their reception of me is going to be different if I am coming in as a court-appointed evaluator, or if I'm coming in on behalf of the defense or on behalf of the prosecutor. But no matter how I'm coming in, I make sure that I explain the purpose of the evaluation, their rights, including the right not to participate, the right to leave at any point in time. So I give them as much control as possible, and I empathize as much as possible. And then I start really from a subject that's very far away from the current situation. So I found that it's, you know, starting with non-threatening questions, talking about their childhood, where they grew up, earliest memories, I mean, as far away from the situation as possible. And I gradually work my way up to the, you know, to the current mm-hmm. situation. I also, of course, I'm going to do psychological testing. That gives me a lot of different things. It gives me a way to compare this particular person to thousands of other people who've taken some of the same instruments. It also, a lot of the really good assessments have validity detectors in there, meaning that they pick up if somebody is trying to fake mental illness. They pick up if somebody's trying to fake good, meaning they're denying mental illness. So there are validity scales that are built in that help me evaluate that person's honesty. And of course, I'm going to talk to other people. One of the things that really differentiates a forensic evaluation from a clinical evaluation, like in a therapy situation, is that person may have a very understandable reason to lie. And so I am always going to be looking, maybe I'm going to be talking to the custody officers who's working with them. I might be listening to the phone calls they've made while they're there. I'm going to be reading all the witness statements, all the things that happened leading up to it. I'm going to be talking to people who knew this person. So I'm going to be gathering a lot of information, not just from that particular person, but from people who were in this person's life before that, because that's going to help me put a picture together. If this person, for example, is claiming, okay, I have some kind of severe mental illness and that's why I committed this crime, this is not the situation here, but I want to see a history of that. If you're telling me you have have a severe mental illness, I want to see that you've been to a therapist, you've been on medication, you've been in a psychiatric hospital. You know, if you're telling me that you're mentally healthy, I want to see evidence of that. So it really is a pretty comprehensive evaluation that takes that person where they are now. And depending upon what the referral question is, that's another thing to talk about is, you know, what am I asked to evaluate? And then I'm going to use all those strategies to put together and form some kind of opinion about this person.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.